Another place where the U.S. has devoted considerable energy is Israel and the Palestinian territories. Things aren't going very well there either at the moment. Today, angry crowds gathered for the funeral of a 16-year-old Palestinian boy, Mohammed Abu Khadir. Palestinians say he was killed in revenge for the murder of three Israeli teenagers who'd been hitchhiking in the West Bank. The Israeli government is hunting for the killers of those three boys, and it blames Hamas. Hamas officials have denied involvement, but at the same time, they've praised the killers. That may say something about Hamas's position now, caught between maintaining its reputation as a resistance force and not stirring up trouble with Israel. Daniela Cheslow reports from Hebron.
Israel has named two murder suspects. One is Marwan Kawasmeh. His extended family is one of Hebron's largest and has long had ties to Hamas. Israel has killed 9 Kawasmehs for militant activity. The Israeli army says Marwan Kawasmeh, 29, is part of this tradition. He's been jailed 5 times, and they say he's admitted to being a member of Hamas and using the caves around Hebron for militant training. On Monday, the Israeli army blew up Marwan's home, part of a 4-apartment complex in Hebron. His sister, Rawan, walked through the wreckage with me this week.
There was a fire here, and it went on for a long time. They refused to remove all the gas canisters, and so everything exploded.
The fire destroyed the upstairs apartments of Marwan's brothers, Bilal and Sharif. The ceilings were held up by rusted metal pipes, which Rawan says the Hebron municipality brought over this week. The Kawasmehs are furious that 16 people in their family are now homeless. But they also believe it's impossible that Marwan was involved in the murder of the three Israelis. His sister, Rawan, says there's no proof. And he wouldn't do it.
Marwan got married. He has a wife. His wife is pregnant. It's impossible that he would do this now. Marwan is not a member of Hamas.
I ask about the green Hamas flag flying on the roof.
We're
not Hamas. Some young lads came and put the flags on our house, and we don't know it. We don't know why they did that.
Another relative, Mohammed Kawasmeh.
In Hebron, people believe that a kidnapping has not taken place. This is all political maneuvering on the part of the Israelis.
The Israeli army says it hasn't released all the evidence that points conclusively to Kawasmeh. Even so, they say, why else would he and his fellow murder suspect, Amr Abu Aisha, have disappeared since the kidnapping? Israeli officials have said, regardless of who murdered the teens, they hold the Islamic militant group Hamas responsible, and Hamas will pay for the crime. Since the kidnapping, Israel has arrested hundreds of Hamas members, including 12 legislators. But Hebron University political scientist Asad El-Awewi says it's not so far-fetched that Hamas had no knowledge of the attack.
What could have happened is that a group is creating mutiny against Hamas, a group that is splitting from Hamas and that is cooperating with groups that are more extreme.
El-Awewi says the kidnapping is bad for Hamas. The group was bouncing back after years of being ostracized and underfunded and recently ended a 7-year rift with its rival faction, Fatah. And, El-Awewi says, Hamas was actually looking forward to a period of calm to rebuild itself. But now, Hamas is in a bind. It doesn't want to claim responsibility for murders it didn't carry out. But the leadership can't condemn the killings either.
If Hamas were to condemn this act, it would lose its popular support. Hamas basically is a resistance movement and always moves in that direction. Hence, it cannot condemn.
Thousands of demonstrators converged on a cemetery in East Jerusalem today to bury 16-year-old Mohammed Abu Khadir. He was allegedly kidnapped and murdered by Jewish Israelis in retaliation for the 3 slain Jewish teens. Hamas has fired dozens of rockets from Gaza over the past week, and Israel has responded with punishing airstrikes. Both sides have vowed revenge, although they also pledge to uphold a ceasefire as long as the other side does. For the world, I'm Daniela Cheslow. Hebron, the West Bank.